Welcome to Joint Laughter. Let's talk about cannabis, friends, and living your best life.
I need a song. Man, Joint Laughter has been busy. Busy, busy, folks. There is not a person at the Tiesto, at the Hard Rock in Tampa last weekend, that does not know about us because me and Jess.
Me and Jess, heck.
How about Jess had a Joint Laughter tank on from Stacy. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you, Stacy.
And then she climbed a tree, a palm tree, to get coconuts for people.
You know, whatever it takes. So I couldn't decide
for the show
what I wanted to wear to this fabulous Tiesto, everyone. DJ Tiesto, one of the most, actually, he is the number one most famous DJ in the world.
And I believe it. I believe it.
100%. And he'll be playing at the Super Bowl this weekend.
That's the very first DJ that's ever played at a Super Bowl, if I'm correct.
It's correct. And it's a big deal because usually they're, you know, Usher's playing and, or Usher, but Usher is playing and then we got the DJ, which up there with the mixing board, it's major. He is changing history. DJ to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
I'm definitely into DJs, and you're kind of getting into DJs. Like, this wasn't your normal kind of music you would go listen to, per se?
Nope.
But now that your boyfriend's a DJ.
I love music.
And for Brad and Mike on the Daily BM, that does not mean his name is DJ.
But I'm pumped.
Yeah. On the last episode when we talked with them, they thought that our husbands' names were DJ.
Because they're both, because Leslie's husband is a DJ, DJ Global.
Yes.
And then my boyfriend Dana is a DJ, DJ Dane. And we just kept saying, our husbands are DJs. Our husbands are DJs. And they thought that our husbands, both of them,
they're like, we're not falling for that. We don't believe you. But nonetheless, so Tiesto has more than 11 billion streams worldwide.
Nonetheless, let's go
That's
back
amazing.
To that.
Amazing.
Nonetheless, do you know where that originated?
No.
Me either. No. But if we think about it, nonetheless, we're going to have, look it up. I think that our listeners need to know.
I think it's interesting if you figure it out.
Nonetheless. But I am a big music lover, so I love all kinds of music. I do not love country music, but I love bluegrass. So I kind of tie into all of that. Chris Stapleton is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And then
I know that because you threw your panties on the stage.
Yep, they didn't make it. The panties didn't make it to the stage. It landed on the guy's back and stuck to his back. I use a slingshot and everything.
You tried. That and was, you kept him on for days.
Yeah, that guy, that was before Dana. I went on a date with that guy because he was so impressed. With the stick.
So back to Tiesto. So Tiesto, he put on such a show.
Let's set the scene. Okay. So it was a pool party. It was a pool party at Tampa's Seminole Hard Rock Casino, which we'll get back to how wonderful the Seminole Hard Rock Casino is for networking for our podcast. But we get there. Les and Jeremy spent the night before, Karen, and it was a pool party in January. Now, who wants to be around a pool in January?
There were people in the pool.
There were.
There was.
And their nipples were so hard, I didn't want them to brush up against me because I probably need stitches.
They cut you? Like
anybody
glass?
Anybody in the pool looks stupid. They look stupid.
No.
Yes, they look stupid.
First off, it's heated and they're probably Canadian.
Oh, it was heated? It was heated?
It was probably colder getting out of the pool than in it.
How do you know it was heated?
It's the Hard Rock.
You know, I've never got to stay at the Hard Rock before. It was my first time staying at the Hard Rock. The rooms are $500 to $600 a night. So we did that because Dana actually won $9,000 the weekend before. So he got us a room there. And when we looked out at our view, for a $500 to $600 a night view, I want to see palm trees and I want to see lights and all that. We had a concrete paradise.
Okay. What was my view?
The pool.
The fucking Tiesto show. It was literally over Tiesto, over the pool. It was the best spot ever. I mean, honestly, we just heard the techno just going and going all day. I loved it. I thought it was amazing.
Well, you happened to left us for 2 hours to go have a sandwich. So you missed 2 hours of the show.
It was one hour.
You know we didn't want a sandwich? We might have wanted a sandwich, but you left us. I'm going to go put on my high tops. So Les is wearing this outfit, which looked absolutely wonderful. Little tiny little black mini with her little crop top that was tied around her bare midriff with a low plunging neckline. She looked—
No bra.
No panties. No panties because she doesn't have to. And then she says, I'm going to go change into my high tops, which I thought was a great idea. I thought, what, 10 minutes? Okay, we'll see you in 10. More like 2 hours.
It was hard to get back down there. Well, we had to stop at the cafe. It was an hour.
Jeremy got hangry, and he had to go get a sandwich.
That's true.
But the background of Tiësto, he's, what, 52 years old? 52 to 56 years old? And he's been around for a long time. So the crowd he drew was, you would think people, well, we're not in our 50s, I guess Leslie is, but I'm right there. You would think it would draw people in our age range. No, they were people that were like in their early 20s.
I want to say, me and Dana kind of agreed at dinner. The average age, I would say, was 40 years old. There were people that had to have been in their late 60s, 70s, and there were people in their 50s, and then there were people like you guys in your 40s, but then there were so many young people, and I loved that because even the songs like his old school, like Somebody I Used to Know, that song went wild. And then Louis Capaldi's song, Someone You Loved, the crowd was singing it. Forum. That was
so a good jam.
That was amazing.
Well, so I don't know what she's talking about with there was some people in their 50s and 60s because the only two people I thought it could be besides us was this one guy breakdancing and this other guy who was wearing Levi's. And you know how Levi's label has what size you wear and the length of your pants on the back? He was a 33-32. Nope. I mean, why does Levi's do that? Why do Levi's put on the back of their label your waist size and your leg length? Who wants to walk around going, oh, I wear a size 8, you know, 30-inch legs or whatever?
That is a weird thing. But yeah. And Seinfeld used to make fun of that.
Well, even though Levi's is the oldest blue jean ever made, and they're still making jeans today, Levi's. And if you want to advertise on our podcast, Levi's.
Come on.
We'll give you a discount. But anyway, I did some day drinking, and I'm not proud of it. So, you know, the pool party started at 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's like high energy. So there's bars everywhere.
It was so amazing. Mm-hmm. There was no conflicts. Like, it was just enjoyable and good energy all the way around, and I really just loved it.
You didn't think there was any bad attitudes, like the early 20-year-olds looking at us like, no. What do you think you're doing? Like, really?
Are you kidding me? Because the videos you were taking with your phone, they're shaking their butts in your camera.
A lot of thongs.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Thongs make the best videos, just to let everyone know. And I have to say, I love the guys, young guys standing in front of me. They were so neat. I mean, the guys talked to me more than, of course, the females, but they were so fun, you know? Like the one guy, the black guy, he was from Africa. Like he had an accent and everything. And then his friend, he was from, Korean? He had this earring that had a goldfish bowl on it, and there was a real live goldfish swimming in it. I tapped the guy on the shoulder and I said,
and do you have this video?
Yes, I have a clip
of it.
Okay,
so we need to put that on our social media. So go to Joint Laughter's Facebook, Joint Laughter's Instagram, Joint Laughter's YouTube, and Joint Laughter's TikTok.
Only in China can they get away with putting goldfish in an earring. Where's PETA? Okay. Where's PETA?
Was it Kiss that had it in their shoes?
No, that was the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, with Chris Rock. And I believe one of the weigh-ins, he had him in his platform.
Yeah.
Pinch you.
Okay.
But really, that gives that goldfish a lot more area to swim around in, you know? So you got this big platform heel, but versus a little tiny goldfish bowl hanging from a man's ear.
Yeah. Well, that would be heavy.
I asked that guy, where'd you get the earrings? And he said, oh, I ordered them on Amazon. I said, well, did you get two? He goes, I only got one. I said, why would they only give you one? If you lose that one, at least you'll have a backup. Earrings always come in pairs, always. I was going to ask the guy if I could have his other one.
And what would you do with it?
I'd wear it. Probably my belly button.
That's a great place for it.
So,
but nonetheless, yeah. So Tiesta was on fire. I've seen him so many times. We left like right before because we knew that it was going to be hard to evacuate. So we just all went up to the room and stuff. We had dinner reservations. Well,
don't
which
forget
was
about
okay.
the slot machines and the old gambling. We took a little stroll through the old ding 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 ding.
Yeah. I was a winner.
I was not.
Jeremy wasn't either. So we
neither
kinda,
was Dana.
I don't know that we even broke even, but I was up. So I played my war.
Everything Leslie steps in anyway is a pile of golden shit. So she would keep sending
you.
Me pictures of a handful of poker chips. I'm like, I was actually happy for her. I don't want us all to be big broke dongers, but she won a bunch of money. And good.
So Jess is like, it was $25. Here you go. She's taking a chip off the dresser and paying us back. So we were at the roulette table, and I don't play roulette because I will literally, I could put it on every single number. I'm going to lose.
I love roulette. That's
I do too.
My favorite.
But I lose. So I like to watch Jeremy play, and he's usually really good at that. And I'm sitting there, and I said, I'm sitting behind him, and I go, Jeremy, is that Bert Kreischer? He looks over and he goes, no. And then, so I look back over at the guy and he's nodding and mouthing, yes.
He heard you say, is that
Bert
Kreischer?
Oh, yeah.
And he's going, yes.
Well, he heard Jeremy say no. He looks over at me and this look and he's like, yes. I was like, ah. But of course, I had to keep it down because they didn't want
to draw a crowd.
Yeah. He wanted to just enjoy his time. But it was so funny. So we met him and Leanne. Jeremy said, oh, I'm a big fan of Leanne's. That's what he said when he met Berg.
Well, good. Because Leanne has got a kick-ass podcast.
Yeah. So that's what I said. Yeah. I'm like, hell yeah, you are. But I did say as I was leaving, I'm like, and I have a podcast, Joint Laughter. And I go, I think we have the same fans. And I walked away.
That you left a room, you left a mark.
Yeah.
So I have to admit, I don't know what happened to me. I had been drinking all day. I know that I was walking around the casino. I knew that part, but I didn't get to be there to meet Bert Kreischer and his wife, Leanne. So I pretended that I was. So the next morning when we got up, Dana is a huge fan of Bert's. And I said, oh, by the way, we met this guy. And I showed him the I showed him the picture of Les with Bert. And he goes, that's Bert Kreischer. I said, yeah, no. And he goes, you met Bert Kreischer? I said, yep.
He's going to should have been there.
He's going to come on our show. He goes, Bert Kreischer's going to come on your show. I said, yeah, yeah. I said, we also met the rock star energy drink guy.
Yeah.
He goes, Alec. He goes, wow. He goes, you guys all last night? And I said, yeah, yeah. I act like it was no big deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also met the new Porsche dealership dude.
Yes. Yeah. Edward.
He asked me to call him Eddie. Yeah. We hit it big, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we hit it.
There was such a good crowd there. And everyone came from Gasparilla. So there was a lot going on. And with everyone there, we really did have a good time. But I did feel like I was there with 2,000 of my closest friends because we knew everyone by the time we left there. There was no one on the pool deck, including the workers, that didn't know who we were.
We're going to have to go back wearing sunglasses next time we go to Tampa because the casino, because it's like, oh, God, here they are.
And oh, boy.
We highly welcome it. But hey, we welcome photos, autographs, whatever.
We'll sign it.
So what are you doing for Super Bowl? Super Bowl Sunday. We've got the Chiefs and the 49ers, mm-hmm. Okay. Since you're not a football fan, I'm not even going to ask you who you think is going to win.
Well, the Saints.
Oh, God. Embarrassing. Well, that's
the Saints are the winners.
The Bucks. But even though the Bucks had a good season, very proud of them. But I'm hoping the 49ers take it.
Okay.
I need them to take it because I win big money. But no, the 49ers and looking forward to the halftime show. Not just Tiesto, but Usher. I'm hoping it's going to be good. I hope it's going to be better than, I actually like last year's halftime show. Anytime Snoop's involved, I love it. That's about all because I can't tell you. All I know is I know how to bet on football teams. I know about the Bucks.
So do you go over and under? Do you do all
I
that?
I usually go, it's always different. So on the Super Bowl one, I'm just going to bet on the team I think is going to win because they're either going to kick each other's asses and be neck and neck or they're going to be like together and they're not going to, they're going to be so tight with defense and the offense is going to work that they're just going to be really tight with the numbers. So they're going to, not going to score very much. So it's too much. They're both kick ass teams. Yeah. I have to say.
I was really hoping that the Cowboys were going to,
the Cowboys were good.
Would love for Todd to get a ring. That's what I want.
Well,
I want him to have
the Cowboys are good. I actually predicted though who was going to the Super Bowl this year early in the season. I predicted it.
Okay, and that brings me to our guest for 15th is Lori Loewenberg, and she talked about if you have premonitions of stuff, you need to be writing it down so you have proof. So if you would have written that down, like she said, then you could go see.
Well, Dana heard it. He heard me say it.
She
and
said that
to
too.
My brother-in-law, Marvin.
Okay.
He heard me say it. But speaking of Lori Loewenberg, that airs on Thursday?
No, the 15th.
The 15th. Oh, right after Valentine's. Love Day, everybody, is coming. Valentine's Day, which my salon will be 20 years old on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
That's huge.
Yay.
Yeah. Thank hold your applause. Hey, it's not the 14th yet. We could all crumble.
But, stop it.
No, Lori, I cannot wait for that episode to air.
It's a great episode. Yeah. My mom had a hip replacement, and she got to listen to it early on the way to therapy, and she was so into it. She didn't even want to go inside. She's like, okay, pause it. Like, I'm going to listen to it without her.
Good.
But she's like, pause it. I want to hear the rest of this. So it was
Gwen is in the other room recovering from her hip surgery, and I had to use her handicapped toilet seat. Which I wiped it down real good. And then before that, I didn't want to use Gwen's handicapped toilet seat. So I used the boudet, the famous Bush boudet. And that's heated. And
nice when you sit down in it.
Oh, yes. And when I sit down, very toasty.
Nuzzling.
And then I did my little wee-wee. And then it says you could do a soft flush or you can do a hard flush.
You don't have to do any flushes.
But I wanted to.
I know you did.
So I pushed the soft flush button. And that was wonderful. Connie Johnson, she is one of our fans, and she was coming to get her hair done a few weeks ago, and she was listening to the episode, What is Your Sex Code? Sex Code. And when she pulled it, she said she was 5 minutes late for her appointment coming in because she didn't want to turn off the show.
Aww.
What is Your Sex Code? I thought, oh my gosh.
And that's with the Daily BM. Yeah, they're great.
That with the Daily BM, and she was loving it. She was laughing her butt off at that.
That's the same episode where they were confused with our boyfriend and my husband being DJs.
Yeah, that's Brad and Mike with the Daily BM.
Yes.
And we want you guys to know, our listeners, we have been working so hard to bring you some good material and some good shows. We have really put our feelers out there, and we have come across some really good possibilities. And we cannot wait to bring it your way. We've got
Jody, the pinball champion. That's a really good episode.
That's a real good episode. She's out of Vermont, and she talks about her journeys in winning pinball contests and how it helped her.
And pirated by in the Caribbean.
She got attacked by pirates
on a sailboat,
held hostage. I forgot about that part. But she also talks about how she recommends to. I'm not going to be a spoiler alert, but use pinballing to help her with not wanting to drink alcohol.
Keeps her hands busy so she can still hang out. And yeah, that's great.
I dance, so I don't drink alcohol. I'm just a snapper. I just dance. I dance everywhere I go.
I'm trying to teach my granddaughter to snap. She always wants to snap because I snap so much. She's bound and determined. She's done it a couple times, but once she stops and then has to go back to it, she can't figure it out.
You know what I can't do? I can't whistle. I cannot whistle.
Neither can I.
You just did it better than I can. I would slob
this knob. I
thought
I was going to impress you, but I really did a shitty job there. But Jeremy makes fun of me because I can't whistle. My friend Carol, she does.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
I can't.
Oh, my God. I wish
she
could
tried
do
to
that.
Teach me. I just can't do it. So,
but we got some comedians coming on. Of course, we have so much material because we're so
good.
This shit writes itself.
Yeah, it really does.
We got Drake from Drake Nation episode, heavyweight professional boxer. Drake Banks has a show Saturday, the 2nd of March at the Hilton Downtown Tampa, 211 North Tampa Street at 7:30.
Because he's a local. He's one of our very own. Support is what we need to do because he's going to be something
but
big.
He's a badass. Uh-oh. Man. I mean, like, I always use the word Viking. He's a fucking Viking. I don't know any other word. Viking.
He looks like a Viking.
He is just something to be reckoned with, and he's going to be big. I'm very proud of him, and I'm excited. And so we will be there. Jess will not. She's unable
maybe,
to make
I know.
It.
Maybe if I can get my other commitments to come to this commitment. I mean, who okay. wouldn't want to?
So we need Mississippi Titties.
Mississippi Titties and Carl Allen. But listen, we are going to go watch Bull Riders. So
if you, yeah. is it,
you know, would you rather watch the badass Viking knock out somebody?
Okay, hopefully in the first round, like all the rest of his fights.
Or watch a bull rider get his balls stepped on by a gigantic beast of burden. I like to see both. I think they both sound good.
They should just be in the same arena. What if the boxers are running from the bulls?
We should go to Spain and do the running of the bulls.
Yes.
We should do that. Oh, God, should we? No. What was I thinking? Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to one of our number one fan. I'm going to put it there, Delaney.
Delaney, yes. You're
thank
the bomb.
You for listening to our show, giving us your feedback. And for all of our listeners out there, go on jointlaughter@gmail.com. And if there's some sort of episode that you'd like to say that is your favorite, yep, or a topic you'd like for us to cover, let us know. And what you like least.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know how we can keep you around because that's important to us. I don't want it to all just be about what we do, blah, blah, blah. We want to know what you like, what you don't like, and what you want to hear about. We try to just have a mix, obviously. We want to keep you guys interested and we want to keep you guys as listeners. So
420 is the day Joint Laughter podcast started.
Yeah.
And we would like to make 420 our 1 year anniversary. We have a certain number we're looking at. We have certain criteria we want to meet. And we need you to help us get there. So if we can keep you happy.
420 is on a Saturday.
Ooh, perfect.
So Saturday night, we need to have some big plans.
Well,
Jess got so much going on.
I go to bed and they're just jumping in my head.
I bet. Oh, and shout out Dr. Nick Kurz because I did switch my medical card to him. And his office is so just warm and welcoming. It's clean. And he's got all of his little Boston Terrier pictures all over. And I'm going to post those on our pages as well.
So if you want to get your medical marijuana card, anybody out there that needs to get your medical marijuana card, go with the Grumpy Boston. And he's out of?
Crystal River and Inverness. GrumpyBoston.com.
Dr. Yeah. Nicholas Kurz.
Yeah.
So everybody, we want you all to have a wonderful evening.
Yes. Enjoy this Monday evening and the rest of the week.
Thank you for listening. Podcast.